13-20. And Jesus is talking with his disciples at this point. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law, all the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law, until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commandments will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. These are our scripture readings for today. Amen. Salt. We use it to flavor our foods. I especially like it on French fries, potato chips. I can't imagine they have low salt potato chips, no salt potato chips.
Yeah.
And this time of year, we use salt to clear our walkways, to clear our roads, to make them safer for us. Although sometimes that doesn't work, we still are able to slip and fall, or our cars might hit that one little patch of black ice that didn't get covered and go into a skid. As I thought about that, and I thought about our faith as believers, I realize that we sometimes get asked the question, well, why do bad things happen to good people? You're a believer. God protects you. So why does it happen? And I thought, just like that salt, God is there to protect us. But sometimes there's that unseen. And nowhere does the Bible tell us that that protection is 100% proof that we're enclosed in a little bubble that nothing bad can ever get to. Our faith, like that salt, is there to help us, to give us a chance. God does everything that he can to protect us, but in the end, we make the choices that affect whether his protection works. Just like if we took off down the street out here running, the city has done their part. They've salted and sanded. But if we take off running, there's a pretty good chance we're going to slip. And it was our choice. Today, Jesus was telling the disciples, you are the salt of the earth. And it seems kind of crazy to use something like that to tell them they're the salt. But back in those times, salt carried a very different meaning than it does for us. It was an important part of the grain offerings that was brought before God. It also, there was a covenant of the salt that God made with the Levites. And this covenant was unchangeable. It was in cement, and only God could change it. It also, when people gathered to eat in those days, it was called sharing the salt. And they also used it as an act of purification, a seasoning as we do, and also to preserve things. So salt was a vital part of their life. It was something that they needed and they used. And should that salt, as our gospel lesson stated, come in contact with impurities, then it was thrown out. It wasn't good anymore. It couldn't be used as part of an offering. You definitely wouldn't want salt mixed with mud to season your food or to preserve something. So the salt became useless. The disciples were being told that they were going to be a vital part of this new ministry. And as I thought about the decision of having to decide, okay, yeah, I will, or no, I won't, I thought of that old TV show, which some of you may not be old enough to remember, Mission Impossible. They get the tape, the little self-destructing tape, and Peter Graves was told, if you decide to accept this mission, you accept the risks and the dangers that go with it. And oh, by the way, if you get caught, we've never seen or heard of you before. Thankfully, the disciples did not have to bear that part of it. But they did understand the risks of becoming the salt, of becoming the light. Our reading from Isaiah today focused on fasting. Fasting is a time of meditation. You take that time to try to be closer to God. They couldn't even get through the one day of fasting without quarreling with each other, without picking fights. You're in my seat. Move. You know, they missed the point of fasting, of what it was to be. They weren't leading by example. The disciples were learning. They needed to lead by example. The religious leaders of that day were very good at saying, do as I say, not as I do. When I was, yeah, I see that. We have parents that do that too, right? As I was answering the call, and once I earned that title of pastor, there were times that I felt hemmed in. We're called to be the light, to shine through, to give guidance. And for me, sometimes that was hard. I would really have to watch what I said. And I know there had to be times that God went to keep me from saying something that should be left unsaid. It's not easy. It wasn't easy for those disciples to be that light, to be the salt. They're human just like we are. And they face those same struggles. And we know that there were some, when Jesus told them to pick up their cross and follow him, that couldn't. That looked at it and said, "No, this is too hard for me. I'm going back home." But thankfully, the other ones held true. It's not easy to be a Christian, to lead, to let your light shine. There are many temptations out there, and every day there seems like there are more. The event of the internet really opened up a world to people that they hadn't maybe known before. God gives us the strength. He's there to help us. We have the Bible to guide us. And this morning, I want to throw out just something for you to think about. What if this morning, as the offering was being taken, we answered the call? The call to be salt. The call to be the light. What if we followed that, the offering plates to the altar, and as one said, "Here I am, God. I'll be your sight. I'll be your salt. I'll be your light." Could you do it? Could you stand up and follow the offertory plates and offer not just what you put in them, but yourselves? Or would there be that little bit of hesitation and the chance would be lost? Amen.